fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of August. The prepper tip of the day is to get yourself a Maytag Ringer washer and reconfigure it to operate with a bicycle. There's YouTube videos, a number of ways to do it. A good home workshop project, not terribly complex. Gentlemen, do this for the ladies on your team. You'll be very glad you did. They'll think you're a hero when you set up a Maytag Ringer washer to function with a bicycle power. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone to sign up for training, have a custom rifle built, purchase tactical equipment such as a thermal scope for your rifle would be, call that Wednesday afternoon after noon at 417-718-2597. Hello from the previous hour. We have a question about bunkers. It's a complex question. It has complex answers. First, you need to decide, my dear, what it is you want to protect against. Is it the roaming zombies? Is it an invading force? Is it a biological, radiological warfare? You need to decide how long you want to be in this particular structure. Is it just going to be for an hour or two because of a tornado or hurricane, or is it going to be for months on end? And, of course, how much money you're willing to spend. So there's lots of things
going through
this. Go ahead.
How about the radiation? We know that we're getting a really increase in sun activities. And what about, like, if we have, like, a solar flare? Like, how long, if a serious radiation from planet or something, like, what would be a good time to be protected? Because if we have a high radiation,
Right. Well,
we don't get,
You need a way to filter the air, to filter out the radioactive particles. You need a way to detect the radiation without going outside. And generally, it would be 2 weeks before it would be safe to go outside if there's a nuclear device that goes off somewhere near you. That's a general. And, of course, you need shielding sufficient to shield the people inside the structure from the radiation.
I want to add to the shielding comment. My son is a nuclear biological chemical warfare specialist for the U.S. Army, and his commentary and training on that was you need a foot of concrete and 8 feet of earth to shield yourself with natural materials. 1 foot thick concrete and 8 feet of earth will effectively shield you from a radiological event. Now, the timing issues are a whole other ballgame, but as you can see, this gets very expensive. The more threats that you add, the more serious threats, more serious they become, the longer you have to stay in your bunker. This gets very, very, very expensive to do. And if you don't have something vented properly, you're going to have big problems, or you're going to be easy to defeat if someone wants you out of that bunker. So hiding the vents effectively from thermal detection is really important if you're worried about people. And so there's a lot we could do. We could do a week's worth of shows on this, John. I think she probably ought to call you after the show to get after this
I think that's good. We got to start there. And we do thank you for your call. And call me.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate your work.
Okay.
Thank you. And we've got Corey in Wisconsin on the line. Corey, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. So when you talked earlier about doing training, you know, without ammunition and stuff like that, I came across Hits Arm. So I have no dog in the hunt with this company at all. But I found this Hits Arm, which is basically, I have a 9mm and 223.556 that shoots a laser out of the chamber.
Excellent.
And I think it works really, really, really good. And there's like a notch on a couple sides or on one side of the retracting ring where you just recharge and then you can just keep on doing it again.
Yeah, that's excellent. Those are great tools. Yeah, those are great tools for dry fire practice. You can, there's some good laser systems out there, and I especially like them for point shooting. We don't use them, of course, for precision training, but for point shooting at close range, they're incredibly effective. And I think Corey's spot on in his comments.
Yeah, John, I have to say thanks for helping me out with getting that mosquito netting mask. The other thing I have is that with the previous caller, when it comes to coronal mass ejections and EMP, if you put basalt rock over the top of the structure, that will help eliminate the electrical effects of that.
Excellent.
So that's all I have to say, gentlemen.
Okay,
thank you,
Corey,
for taking my
thank
call.
You. All right.
Thank you,
Corey. Well, John, we had a guy call before the break that wanted some detailed information on the AR-15 magazines. I've been promising this for a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Let's get into that just a little bit. We don't have anyone calling in at the moment, so let's talk about the M4, M16, AR-15 magazine issues. So number one on the list are weak mag lips. These are aluminum and plastic mags. With the aluminum mags, the problem is typically caused when you're doing your reloads. If you drop the mag on the ground and it lands on a lip, it bends the lip. Okay? And all of a sudden, the mag doesn't feed around reliably. Now, the plastic mag lip issue is generally in warm weather. If you leave the magazine in a vehicle, in a truck, in a trunk of a car, or whatever, on a hot day, the magazines get over 90 degrees, and they start to soften up, these plastic mag lips, and you can open your trunk and find, you know, 60, 80, 90 rounds pissed out onto the floor of your trunk because the mag lips softened from the heat and allowed the follower to push the rounds out. okay, the follower in the spring, to push them out of the mag. Okay, so that's a problem. Now, the other problem on the plastic mags that warm temperatures cause is you have a boss on the mag that stops the mag and locates the mag on the magazine catch. Here's the funny thing. Not funny if you're in a firefight, but it's a strange thing that happens. When you have a plastic mag in really hot temperatures and you insert that mag firmly into the gun, the plastic is softened from the heat, and so it shears off that boss and jams your gun. And it's a very, very difficult jam to clear. Particularly the 308 magpulls and the AR-15 magpulls, I've seen this happen on multiple occasions during hot training days, where a guy will insert a mag nice and firm, and it'll shear that boss off, and that mag will go up even farther into the gun and just jam solid. Not the kind of thing you want to fight with on a hot day. Now, if you live in Alaska in the wintertime, the magpull mags will serve you fine from October to June. But if you're in warm weather like Texas or Florida or South Carolina or North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, any place where it gets over 90 degrees on a regular basis, I would highly recommend that you never use plastic mags in something you might have to use to defend your life with. Okay, now let's get to problem number three. The typical M4 AR-15 M16 magazine has what's called a round wire spring. That round wire spring has a particular gradient to it. So as you compress the spring, the pressure gets higher and higher. Well, when you get the magazine almost fully loaded in a typical 30-round mag, you get to 27, 28 rounds, it becomes very difficult to put the next round in because the pressure is extremely high. Because of that fact, the way the spring's designed is the pressure is extremely low when there's only one, two, or three rounds in it. This is problematic. If you're a fast shooter, if you can pull the trigger quickly, in other words, you have split times less than 0.14 of a second, and many people do with good triggers on ARs. If your split times are reasonably quick, the last few rounds with that light pressure, it may not feed the round quickly enough to not cause a jam. And so you've got the issue where there's all the spring pressure when the mag's loaded, which exacerbates the weak lip issue we talked about earlier. And then you have the issue with fast shooters that it won't run the gun effectively if you're pulling the trigger quickly, particularly as the spring weakens over time. So there's a solve for all of these things we're going to get to in just a minute. Okay, now the fourth issue is people have problems removing their magazine from the mag pockets when they're under stress. When they're actually being pushed or pressured or in a fight, they have trouble getting the mag out of the pocket quickly. We have a fix for that. There's also follower issues. The Marine Corps followers and some of the other followers out there, particularly in the aluminum mags, are terrible. They have tilt issues and there's just too much friction. And the last problem I want to talk about is mag body oxidation. And as your aluminum mag rusts, it gets this grayish white sort of coating on the inside, which causes tremendous friction on the follower. Obviously, we want the follower to move seamlessly and smoothly through the mag so it feeds your rounds properly. Now, to fix all of these issues, you simply have to do four or five things. You've got to get a stainless steel body that's been salt bath nitrided. This magazine will not oxidize or rust on you. You can dive with it in salt water and it won't rust. It's very slick. The nitriding is hard and slick and it won't wear. Okay? That's step number one. Step number two is to get an anti-tilt follower. Generally, the stainless steel mags come with an anti-tilt follower, so you're good to go if you buy the right mag. Third, you've got much stronger lips on the stainless steel because they're heat treated. They're almost like spring steel and they're very tough. You can drop them 100 times and never damage the lips on the magazine. Okay. Now, the last two fixes, we've got that spring pressure gradient with a round wire spring. We have a product that's a flat wire spring. And that flat wire spring has more pressure on the magazine follower when only one or two rounds are in, but the gradient of pressure isn't as steep. So when you load the magazine fully with 28, 29, 30 rounds, you have the proper pressure on the magazine to move the round up at the right speed. Now, the last fix is something called a Ranger plate made by Magpul. You replace your floor plate with a Ranger plate, and they have a loop design and they have a solid design with a ridge in it. The solid design is a little lower profile. The loop design is easier to grab and a little taller profile. So you have a couple of choices there. But between the stainless steel body, the anti-tilt follower, the flat wire spring, and the Ranger plate, you can fix every single magazine issue that is known to man. And you can have a rock-solid, reliable M16, M4, AR-15 type magazine.
Wow, that's a lot. And I knew a little bit about this, but I learned myself. I had no idea the details that went into making a magazine reliable for that weapon system. That's amazing, Sam.
John, the magazine is so important to a semi-auto or full-auto weapon system. If you don't have a quality mag, you're going to have problems in a gunfight. The first guy to have a problem in a gunfight is usually the first guy to die. So the magazines are critical. And people don't understand this in general. Generally, if we have 12 people in a training class, 11 out of the 12 have no idea what a quality, reliable magazine looks like or acts like. And they bring these cheap mags to training. And it's great that they do, because they get a hard lesson in what happens when you're under stress with inferior magazines.
The place to find that out is in the training ground, not on the battleground, right?
Absolutely. You want to, and you know, probably the most important reason to come to training, other than to develop skills, is to figure out what's going to go wrong with your equipment in a fight. And boy, do these issues show up in training quickly.
That's right. That's right. Well,
it's amazing, John. You know, someone will say to me, well, how come he can pull the trigger with a 1-2 split and my splits are like 3-1, 0.31 of a second? How come I'm almost three times slower than that guy? Oh, well, he has a 2.5-pound custom trigger and you have an 8-pound GI standard issue M16 trigger. That's why. You know, or how come I'm having trouble getting these mags out of my pouches and this guy gets them out in less than a second and puts them in the gun? Well, look at your pouch and look at your magazine design. He has Ranger plates and he has high speed gear, and you have a piece of nylon that's sticky with an old aluminum mag that's sticky, and you don't have any Ranger plate. And you've polished the mag smooth at the bottom where you fight to get it out with. So you've got the worst of all scenarios. It's slippery where you need to grab it, and it's sticky where it needs to be slippery. And so as you sort through these things, you know, and the slings, not just the magazines, but the slings. People come to training class with these slings, and they have no idea how to use a sling, and that's what the training class is for. But, you know, they'll shoot and they'll run their rifle dry and have to transition to their pistol. Okay, now what do I do with my rifle? I've got to move, or I've got to get down on the ground. And the way their slings are designed, there's no way for them to get on the ground without the muzzle being jammed into the mud or the dirt, which causes a safety issue. Where if you have a proper sling design, you can quickly transition from single point to dual point. You can flip that thing around on your back, muzzle up, and stay in the fight.
There you go. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of August. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale going on right now gives you a bigger discount with the more units you get to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. We got Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
John, we've got Corey back, I think, for one more question. Corey, okay. Have you got something else for us?
Oh, yes, sir. When it comes to magazines, I would not go out in a total combat load. I would, like, with when it comes to the aluminum, it was 28 rounds because we would have failure to feed and failure to fire on those magazines.
Yes, that's because of the round wire spring.
Okay, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that point.
And yeah, that's a good point.
Because once you have a gun jam, and you're in a firefight, you know, you need to, you know, you're not helping your buddies at all.
Yeah, you need to get the gun back in the fight as quickly as possible. Thank you, Corey. We've got Pete in Illinois on the line. Pete, do you have a question or comment?
I have two questions. So the first one, what plate carrier would you recommend if you're on a budget?
Oh, I think if you're on a budget, and well, now what environment? Are you in a cold weather environment, hot weather environment, Illinois, eastern deciduous forest, hot and cold? I mean, what environment are you in?
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold. So hot and cold on a budget, I would recommend a Testudo 2.
Okay.
I think that's the best bang for your buck. Generally, if you don't buy a multicam, you can find them on sale somewhere for between $160 and $175. Okay. But if you go to AR500.com and look at the Testudo 2s, and when you get that, call me. I'll sell you some plates that are as high speed as it gets for a very good price.
All right. Absolutely. So my second question is, how would you recommend finding like a group or organization of like-minded people in your area?
Well, I would suggest forming your own group and being very careful who you let in that group. Because anytime you get any militia or large group of people together, the FBI infiltrates it with at least 3 to 5 informants. And I would keep my group to my local neighborhood. If there's a problem at your house, who can you call that'll get there in 3 minutes or less and be worth having there? You know, I'd recommend you form your own group, come down to the Freedom Center, get some training, and be capable of defending your own neighborhood, your own community. Keep it small and keep it local.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for Pete, the call. Thank you for the call. Have a great week.
Right.
All right. Any other callers on hold there, Sam?
I don't see anybody jumping in the mix right now.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I think we got open lines at 512-248-8252. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, the magazine issue is a big deal. But, you know, something I wanted to announce. We have on our website, freedomcentertraining.com, not only a schedule of the upcoming classes, but we also have added a new video section. So anyone looking to get into the Advanced One course, you can watch the video. There's a physical requirement. Of course, our stepping stones are basic tactical, enhanced tactical, and then Advanced One. Anyone can go through the basic and the enhanced tactical course levels. You can do both those levels, and anyone can do that. You can be in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter if you're handicapped. We can get you through those courses and train you how to defend yourself with a firearm. When you get to the advanced level course, Advanced One is about bounding at the squad level. Now you have to be able to get on and off the ground and move with your firearms. So at the Advanced One level, we have a physical requirement. Well, you can now go watch a drill, watch a video on freedomcentertraining.com that explains to you what you need to be able to do to get into the Advanced One course, what the physical requirements are. The other thing that we have that everyone should be interested in is I've put up an extensive, detailed video by demand, by request from every class for the last 2 years, an extensive, detailed video on how to clean a rifle for both accuracy and runnability.
Fantastic. I'm glad that's up. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special event coming up in St. Charles County this week, the Bard's Fest. If you're a Christian patriot and you want to attend this, it's a great opportunity. It begins Thursday the 26th and goes through Sunday the 29th. Quite a few great speakers that will be participating. The tickets are available at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I hope that you can make it. You will really, really enjoy that. Right next to that, we've got the tile set up to help you make your donation to Freedom Center, Legal Defense Fund. You can make a PayPal donation. The way to do that is right there. Or you can send your check or money order. The physical address to mail that check or money order is right there. Last but not least, I talked to Tom Berryhill. This week, we're getting caught up on energy claims. It's been a struggle. Ford Motor Company has the same issues that Tom does. That's getting the small computer chips that make these things work. But he's getting them. He's getting manufactured, and we'll take your order and get yours. I will do this myself. I pack these up, and I ship them from the Little Country Post Office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, helping people get past their arthritis pain, their joint pain all over the world. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order with my toll-free auto line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad at 800 592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Nice new video there on how to properly clean your precision rifle to shoot targets dependably and accurately. That new video is posted at freedomcentertraining.com. Want to order a custom rifle built, sign up for training, just give Sam a call beginning at Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. I'm working on the telephone today, not the internet, so I have to rely on Sam to let us know if we have a caller. Do we have a caller, Sam?
Well, no caller at this moment, John. The lines are open.
Okay. And that call in line is 512-248-8252. Well, I'm getting more reports of ammunition becoming more available and the price coming down. So the market is meeting the demand finally, isn't it, sir?
Well, I'm seeing more ammunition available. I'm not seeing the price coming down significantly. It's definitely out there to be had if you're watching closely. Prices are going to stay high, John. The inflation that's been occurred that has occurred since Biden has taken office and since the Chinese have made a deliberate attempt to buy up lead, copper, brass, all of these materials on the international market has made sure that the price continues to stay high.
Well, I got a note from one of our listeners that the Food and Death Administration has given full approval to the Pfizer COVID clot shot. That's
very disappointing. Of course they have.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
These clowns, a lot of people, you know, the science is a little heavy on this stuff. But if you didn't sleep through science class, pay attention to what I'm about to say. So the body has these things. Our immune system has these things called T cells. Okay? And T cells, there's basically two large categories of T cells in the body. But in those categories, there's multiple types of T cells that make up your total immune system. So you have what's called effector T cells that actually go and attack a pathogen, something like a virus, okay? And they'll attack that and destroy that in your body. You also have these things called memory T cells. And I'm giving you the shortest possible Cliff Notes version of this so we don't lose too many people. But the other type of T cells that's a key player in this are the memory T cells. And so when your T cells attack a pathogen, they read a protein sequence on the pathogen. The memory T cells retain this information for decades. Okay? The next time that pathogen shows up, it instantly recognizes that protein sequence and marshals the proper T cells to attack that pathogen and destroy it. Here's what they did with the vaccine, this RNA modification thing that is just as bogus as it can be. They created an RNA mod, including spike proteins, which are poisonous to the human body. They're terrible. They act like prions. But they created an RNA vaccine that actually creates a spike in effector T cells. So when you get the shot, your immunity goes up quickly. And then it drops off quickly after just a couple of weeks. So you get a bump in immunity, and then it disappears, and then you've got these spike proteins in your body. And so to get immunity, you need a second shot, and then a third shot. And the reason why is the way they designed the vaccine, they deliberately designed it to not work and create memory T cells. Now you have to get booster after booster after booster, and they are slowly poisoning this planet with this junk. Okay? And I'm wondering, John, if the average human being in America, if they're going to understand by the time they're required to get their third, fourth, and fifth booster shot that they've been had, that they've been duped, that they've been tricked. Because no vaccine on the planet works like this. You get a shot, your memory T cells identify the pathogen from the shot, and then they know how to deal with the pathogen. But you're giving people shots now where there's no memory T cell activation. There's no increase in memory T cells. And so you're going to need boosters ad nauseum until they've poisoned you to death. This whole thing is crazy. And I wish people hadn't slept through science class. I wish they understood the actual science and the actual medicine. And I wish they would say no to this poisonous plan.
Well, obviously, I agree with that, Sam. We've got world-class scientists, world-class virologists saying basically the same thing. This is a biological weapon that is meant to sterilize and kill people. And there's lots of details by videos and articles by world-class scientists and world-class virologists at my website at thelibertyman.com that people can educate themselves with, like Dr. Michael Yaden, who was a vice president at Pfizer, director of research at Pfizer, warning people to not get the COVID shot because it is a biological weapon. So I hope people will wake up and smell the coffee and not do that, Sam, because they're committing suicide, quite frankly, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And we have Thomas in Texas on the line and Charlie in Florida on Ready 5.
Okay.
Hey, John. Hey, Sam. Just wanted to ask on magazines if you like the C products or ASC brand mags as the body. We can add the magazine, at the spring and followers too.
Well, the C products comes with a good follower. You just got to add the spring and the Ranger plate. So I think the C products mag is probably the best thing out there right now.
Cool. Yeah. That's all I had, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay. Charlie, you've got a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Yeah, mine has to do with that report that Pfizer, he was talking about. I think it was the Pfizer vaccine that was approved today. And also a comment about I can't remember if it's First or Second Amendment rights, but it has to do with the rights to bear firearms, you know. I don't know if you're aware, but this being approved like that is going to enable them to require us to have a vaccine. Okay, that we were expecting them to approve it, but I didn't expect it quite this fast. I had heard reports that it was going to be approved today, but I didn't really honestly believe it. I thought it would be up until around September, but this is going to be bad news for us, because now that there's one of them approved, they can, I believe, require us to take it.
They cannot require us to take it. They can pretend like they can require us to take it.
Yeah.
I got a mandatory vaccine that I'll require anyone to take that wants to give me a shot I don't want to take.
I hear you. And I'm the same way. But, you know, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on over in Australia. I missed the first 13 minutes of the show today, John.
Yeah, we're well aware of the protests and the mandatory stuff and the lockdowns going on in Australia. John has a lot of Australian listeners. He can speak to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, John.
Well, it's kind of amazing. The little country store at Cherryville, where I get my mail and have lunch, at the round table, that was the discussion this past Friday, was the roundup of Australian children put in a stadium where their parents were not allowed, and they were all forced to take the COVID shot. Australia is arresting people driving by themselves in their car, not wearing a mask. It's just absolute insanity in Australia.
Well,
I want to make a point here. You know why that's going on in Australia? Because the Australians allowed themselves to be disarmed by their government. The Australians
exactly.
don't have firearms to defend their rights with from a tyrannical government. That's exactly why that's going on in Australia, and that's exactly why it's not going to happen here.
And that's exactly why I called, because I was going to point that out, that is exactly the reason why this is happening over there, they have no way to defend themselves, and they're divide. It's divide and conquer over there. They're locking down all the different neighborhoods. They're keeping people from being able to go across the street and buy food. You know, if you live in Queensland, you got one district. The army has been called in to surround certain the border between Queensland and New South Wales, I believe it is, which is against their constitution because the army over there is only allowed to make sure that the flow of commerce actually goes through between the different states over there.
Yep. And yeah. I want to talk about that point that you just made. Because this is the most disgusting thing in America right now. We have federal police officers. We have state highway patrolmen. We have deputy sheriffs. We have city policemen that all took an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've only seen two groups of the groups I just named. Of all the federal cop shops, of all the police officers, the Missouri Highway Patrol has stood in defense of the people's rights, and there are certain specific deputy sheriffs in Missouri that have stood to defend the people's rights, where the majority of deputy sheriffs have kowtowed to this globalist agenda, and all of the federal agencies have, and the U.S. military, the Air Force, is distributing illegals in this country right now. The Army is doing nothing to stop it. Okay, we have a whole host of turncoat MFers in our military right now that need to be dealt with. And it starts with Milley and his clowns underneath him and everybody willing to follow these unconstitutional orders. Y'all are a bunch of criminals, and the American people will deal with you soon enough.
You're exactly right, Sam. I love your enthusiasm, too. Oh, I'm telling you, this Milley guy, he needed to go away a long time ago, you know? Never did like him.
Straight up treason. But, and you know what?
Yeah.
These people enforcing mask orders, these people giving weapons to him. How many people remember Fast and Furious? Last time Biden held office anywhere near the White House, guns were going to drug cartels from the United States, where guns were being distributed to the cartels south of our border, okay? And now he's back in the presidency, and it's not even 9 months, and over $1 billion worth of weaponry winds up in the Taliban's hands under who? Biden, right? This is not a coincidence, folks. These people are criminals. They work for the Chinese. They are bought and sold by the Chinese. This election was hacked through computers from China, and a bunch of these people need to be hung from ropes high in a tree on pay-per-view, and we can just eliminate the national debt and get rid of these clowns and start running a free country again.
Well said. I agree 100%. I was also going to add just one thing real quick here, and that is that this, you know, it opened this deal over in Afghanistan. Not only does it give them all the, you know, the Chinese and the Russians, those weapons, but it also opens up a line now that they can go from there to Pakistan into Iran and Europe, you know, if they want to open up a roadway system or highways to move troops and so forth. They can go either into Europe or they can go south and go into Israel.
That highway is already built and in daily use.
They've been hauling weapons to Iran, Uzbekistan, and Pakistan that you and I paid for, and they're going to be used against the American people and against American interests. And all of these military folks that want to come home and say, I serve my country with honor, kiss my blown bahookie. You let our enemies steal billions of dollars worth of weaponry we paid for. You know, I'm telling you, man, these people in our military are about to lose their favored status in this country because they did not do the American people right, and I'm tired of people saying they did. Where are the colonels? Where are the light colonels? Where are the command sergeant majors that objected to all of this BS? No, they kept their mouths shut for paycheck and pension and turned their backs on the American people. I've had it with these jerks. You know, you got no favored status with me if you worked in Afghanistan and let these people take $1 billion worth of weaponry me and my citizens paid for.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, that's really all I had. I just wanted to say that, you know, we've been sold a bill of goods here, and we better be on the lookout because everybody needs to arm up.
Right. Okay, all right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana. If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're wrapping up Firearms Monday here on Monday, the 23rd of August. Sam, you want to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir, for all these folks?
Well, it's a very disappointing thing that this Afghanistan debacle. But as God is my witness, people asking me, oh, Sam, how can you be so hard on our military? Those sergeants, those command sergeants, those XOs, those like colonels and colonels, they were just following the orders of our generals. Well, isn't that the same excuse they tried at Nuremberg? Don't we call that the Nuremberg defense? Oh, I murdered people. I caused the death of thousands of people, but I was just following orders. You order-taking SOBs. Shame on you. All this American bravo, oh, no man left behind, blah, blah, blah. Well, you left 15,000 Americans in Afghanistan to be murdered and tortured and beaten and abused by the Taliban. You left over $1 billion worth of weapons in Afghanistan. You traitors. Don't give me the Nuremberg defense. There's no excuse for it. There's none. You couldn't give those 15,000 Americans a little heads up? Really, guys? I don't buy it, John. I think the whole thing, I think Afghanistan has been an 18-year-long money laundering scheme. As soon as the serious fighting ended, it became an 18-year-long money laundering scheme. And a bunch of people got rich on that deal. How else do you justify spending money, trillions of dollars, training the Afghan army and they fold in 5 days? Well, there wouldn't have been much training going on if they folded that fast, now would they? We can train in 14 weeks of boot camp and 6 months of AIT, we can stand up a group of guys that would have fought harder than the Afghan army did. But you saw what happened, 5 days and it was over. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the people that laundered money and that left 15,000 of our fellow Americans in Afghanistan. God help your souls on Judgment Day.
Roger that. Sam, thank you, sir.
John, have a great week. Let freedom ring.
You do. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. We do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.